Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is Chair Rita Moran. Pursuit of House Rule 10.01, I call this remote meeting of the House Ways and Means Committee to order. Ms. Sparkman, will you please take the roll?
Chair Moran?
Present.
Moran, present. Vice Chair Olson?
Present.
Olson, present. Representative Garofalo?
Garofalo, present.
Garofalo, present. Representative Albright, excused. Representative Becker Finn?
Becker Finn, present.
Becker Finn, present. Representative Bernardi?
Representative Bernardi, present.
Bernardi, present. Representative Eklund?
Present.
Eklund, present. Representative Hansen?
Present.
Hansen, present. Representative Hassan?
Present.
Hassan, present. Representative Hertas?
Hertas, present.
Hertas, present. Representative Hornstein?
Present.
Hornstein, present. Representative Johnson?
Present.
Johnson, present. Representative Kreisha?
Present.
Kreisha, present. Representative Liebling?
Liebling, present.
Liebling, present. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, present.
Lilly, present. Representative Mariani? Representative Mariani? Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, present.
Marquardt, present. Representative Miller?
Miller, present.
Miller, present. Representative Nash?
Nash, present.
Nash, present. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, present.
Nelson, present. Representative Noor?
Noor, present.
Noor, present. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, present.
O'Neill, present. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, present.
Pawlowski, present. Representative Petersburg, excused. Representative Pinto?
Pinto, present.
Pinto, present. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, present.
Schumacher, present. Representative Schultz?
Schultz, present.
Schultz, present. Representative Scott?
Present.
Scott, present. Representative Sundin?
Present.
Sundin, present. Representative Mariani? That concludes the roll. There is a quorum present.
Great, a quorum is present. So members, our first agenda item is approval of the minutes from our hearing on Wednesday, May the 12th. The minutes were included in the hearing documents emailed to you by committee staff. Are there any questions or corrections to the minutes? Vice Chair Olson, would you like to move the minutes?
So moved, Madam Chair.
Representative Olson moves approval of the minutes for May 12, 2021. Please unmute briefly for a voice vote. All in favor of approving the minutes, say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. So we have four bills on the agenda today. And I know some members may need to get to conference committee this afternoon. So we will try to move through our business at a pace that lets them be on time for those hearings. We will start with Senate File 519, which is a bill that was also included in the Judiciary and the Public Safety Omnibus, but has already been passed by the other body. So the chair will move that Senate File 519 be recommended for placement on the General Register. Representative Cagle, welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Chair Moran and members of the committee. I'm delighted to be here today to present Senate File 519. The Department of Corrections has worked closely with me and Senator Osmick, who is the chief author of this legislation in the Senate, to get it in its current shape. And I'm really excited to share it with you today. Much of this bill is based on a similar reentry legislation that passed in 2009 in New Jersey. Members, Section 1 of this bill deals with a really big barrier people reentering the community from prison face, a lack of access to ID cards. In Minnesota, you need two forms of ID to get a state ID or regular driver's license. So this section simply provides that DVS can accept a DOC or Federal Bureau of Prison ID card as a secondary document. Other forms of secondary documents DVS can accept include school ID cards, government employee ID cards, and even a certified court document. The section also requires that DOC work with DPS to get people leaving incarceration ID cards at no cost to the inmate. To give you a better picture of how common this practice is, at least 22 other states have departments of motor vehicles that accept some form of Department of Corrections documentation as proof of identity. Section 2 of this bill codifies in law many current practices and policies that the DOC and adds requirements into law that the department will help people returning to community succeed in becoming productive members of our society. This section came from our Senate author and requires that the commissioner provide a range of information and assistance to those incarcerated upon release, such as general information on SNAP benefits, local career workforce centers, access to their own medical records, accounting for any court-ordered payments they may have, and assistance with obtaining birth certificate and ID cards, again, at no cost. The commissioner is also required to provide a one-month supply of non-narcotic medications that have been prescribed to the person incarcerated upon release with at least 2 30-day refills. And the last section of the bill is really important to me, members. I also sit on the Preventing Homelessness Subdivision, and we heard from the department some stunning data on the homelessness crisis faced by those returning to our communities. And so this language would require the department to develop and implement a homelessness mitigation plan and report on its progress. The language also requires the DOC to report data related to releases into homelessness and homelessness faced by those on supervision to the legislature. The fiscal impact of this bill is $100,000 in the fiscal year 22-23. First year is 52,000, and then the second year in 23 is 48, and then there's 96,000 in cost in the tails. It is coming from the general fund, and you know, one of the things that we know is that BIPOC communities are disproportionately incarcerated, and so this bill really would help set people up leaving incarceration for success. I think that's one of the things that we need to make sure we're doing, is that we're not putting barriers in place for people to succeed, and we're actually fostering that success down the line. And we want to see all of our people re-entering the community succeed and not go back into incarceration. So I appreciate it. If you have any questions, please let me know. I also have Sophia Khan here from the Department of Corrections if there's any questions.
But thank you, Representative Cagle. Members, are there any questions for the author about the bill? Let me check. Do I see any hands up? Okay, Representative Hertas.
Well, thank you, Rep. Cagle and Madam Chair for hearing this bill finally. I know it's been parked here for some time. Senator Osmek is my cohort in 33. I've talked to him about this on numerous occasions over the last several weeks, so I'm glad it's finally getting the hearing. And anything we can do to reduce recidivism and to allow people to lift themselves up, we all make mistakes. And for those who are leaving incarceration, I encourage members to support this. And also in a conversation with Senator Osmek last night, he said I could say that this is the most un-Osmek bill he's ever done. So anyway, with that, I think it's something that we should do, and it's something that I've been supportive in the past regarding recidivism and reducing people returning or reentering into prison. So thank you, Rep. Cagle, for carrying it in the House.
Thank you, Representative Hertas. Representative Johnson.
I should probably run out here.
Chair Moran, members, Representative Cagle, we have a bill coming up tomorrow that deals with identification as well on the House floor. I'm just wondering, with this program, what protections are in place to ensure that undocumented aliens are not able to use the DOC ID card to get a real state ID or a separate and not the separate ID for illegal aliens.
Representative Cagle.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And so this is just a secondary document. So the DOC identification card would only be a secondary document. So they'd still go through the same process of obtaining an ID card that every other person does. And so, you know, I think we've addressed that in a lot of different pieces of legislation about the bills. And if Ms. Khan has anything to add, I would boot it to her.
Is it Ms. Kaz?
Ms. Khan, yes. Chair Moran, this is Safia Khan from the Department of Corrections.
Yes, please proceed. Introduce yourself and proceed.
Absolutely. So, Chair, this is Safia Khan from the Department of Corrections. Representative Johnson, we spoke about this in the committee a little bit too. As Representative Cagle mentioned, our documentation will be considered a secondary document for DBS purposes. People will still need a form of primary identification, such as a birth certificate or a passport, and other forms of secondary document right now include things like school ID or, you know, our own state employee IDs. So they still have to meet a high bar to receive these identifications.
Representative Johnson.
No, thank you.
All right. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Cagle, thanks for bringing this bill forward. I'd encourage members to support it. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Seeing no further, Representative Garofalo, are you? You are down. Okay, thank you. Seeing no further discussion or question, the chair renews her motion that Senate File 519 be recommended for placement on the general register. Ms. Clarkin, please take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Aye.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Yes.
Garofalo, aye. Albright excused. Representative Becker Finn?
Aye.
Becker Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas?
Hertas, aye.
Hertas, aye. Representative Hornstein?
Aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani?
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller?
Miller, aye.
Miller, aye. Representative Nash?
Nash, aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, aye.
O'Neill, aye. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg, excused. Representative Pinto?
Pinto, aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Schultz?
Schultz, aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
Aye.
Scott, aye. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. There are 27 ayes and 0 nays.
Well, there being 27 ayes and 0 nays, the motion prevails. Senate File 519 is recommended for placement on the general register. Representative Cagle, thank you for bringing this bill forward and giving expellings and a second chance.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
So members, the rest of the bills on today's agenda come to us from Capital Investment Committee. And they are all authored by Chair Lee. We will start with House File 337, which is the Omnibus Bonding Bill. So the chair will move that House File 337 be recommended for placement on the general register. Chair Lee, welcome to the committee. We do have an author's amendment to put the bill in the shape you would like and align it with the spreadsheet that we have received. So the chair will move the A9 author's amendment. Chair Lee, would you briefly explain a minute before we vote and adopt it? Vote to adopt.
Thank you, Chair Moran, and thank you, committee, for the opportunity to present House 5337, the omnibus bonding bill. And so for the A9 amendment, we're making some technical amendments to the language that's in the bill. I just want to know, we on line 1.14 to 1.17, that's new language that's clarifying that the appropriation is of this act is to be given effect only once. We have new language in there to shift the shelter programs that we are funding from Minnesota Housing to DHS. And so that's why we have that change on line 1.18 to 6.30. And then line 6.31 deletes the old shelter language from Minnesota Housing. And then we added language in there to allow for the Department of Administration to enhance building security and health safety. We add that onto the appropriations that we have in the bill. We repealed the Lewis and Clark appropriation bonds. That's no longer needed in the amendment. And then we included some bonding modifications from previous years. We made a change to the Virginia modification that's already in the bill. We included the Eagle Bend modification, the Norway House modification, deleted the Zimmerman interchange, added modification language for the Minnesota Correctional Facility Togo, and then we added an effective date to the repealer at the end for the Lewis and Clark appropriation bonds repealer.
All right, so thank you, Chair Lee. Members, are there any questions on the author's amendment? Okay. If there is no further discussion, the chair renews her motion to adopt the A9 author's amendment. All in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? The motion prevails and the amendment is adopted. Chair Lee, please present your bill to the committee as amended.
Thank you, Chair Moran. The bill, House File 337, addresses Minnesota's urgent and critical infrastructure needs across the state. We have had, you know, several hearings throughout session to hear about the different needs. House File 337 takes care of what we have, you know, our current asset preservation of the $500 million in GO bonding. About half of that went towards asset preservation, where we have $32 million each for HEPR at the University of Minnesota and Minnesota State System, and also asset preservation for the DNR, Department of Human Services, Department of Corrections, Department of Veterans, and the historical societies and other agencies. We're leveraging millions in non-state funds from the federal government in areas like the REM, the Conservation Reserve Program, the Passenger Rail Program, Affordable Housing, and the Redwood Falls Veterans Cemetery, where we stand to lose some VA dollars if we don't get this going. We're making unprecedented and historical investment in emergency shelters that I have explained before. We're making an investment into permanent affordable housing and public housing rehabilitation so that every Minnesotan can, you know, receive a place to lay their head at night. We're, you know, for this level, we're making an investment of $100 million in GO bonds for the public housing. And then we also make some investment in our youngest Minnesotans by including the child care facilities in greater Minnesota and the early learning facilities that Chair Pinto, chief author, that will fund early learning facilities across the state. And then we also have the language in here, which is also a House File 728 in the bill for redevelopment appropriation bonds for Minneapolis and St. Paul to help out the businesses that we have heard that were impacted during the civil unrest of last year. It's almost a year now, and you know those businesses are still struggling to rebuild back up. And so we make that investment in here and in 728. House File 337 also make an investment into our state to be more clean and more resilient with regards to our climate. We invest $3.6 million for the state nursery a facility up in Ackley, the Bedora facility, $5 million for reforestation, which is urgently needed for Minnesota to, you know, address some of the carbon sequestration issues. And then House File 337 continues the commitment to equity that was funded in the October 2020 bonding bill by making investment in, you know, our Black and Brown and Indigenous communities from across the state of Minnesota. And finally, Madam Chair, House File 337 creates thousands and thousands of good-paying jobs and takes care of and takes advantage of our, you know, historically low interest rate. In communicating with MMB right now, interest rate is at 2.4%. And so I hope that we could get a bonding bill going this year so that we can make these needed investment throughout the state. And with that, Madam Chair, that concludes my remark, and I stand for questions.
Thank you, Chair Lee. Members, are there any questions on the bill? I see Representative Lilly.
Thank you, Chair Moran, and thank you, Chair Lee. I've been really honored to be on your committee. I just want to tell other members and a thank you. I mean, it's an amazing bill. You really brought forward work from all over the state and some amazing projects. You're really meeting the times and taking care of the buildings that we have with huge investments in HEPR and your but just investments all over the state. And members, take a look at the bill. It really serves Minnesota. And hats off for all the meetings you had with the public and all these different cities coming forward and different jurisdictions and just hearing the needs out there. The needs are great. And like you said at the very end there, I mean, their interest rates are low. But this is an incredible bill. And I just really want to thank you for your work and leadership on this. And I really think it's important to build Minnesota strong and invest in it, and that's what this bill does. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Chair Lilly. Representative Hurtas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Lee, could you restate the amount of money that you said there was for the Badura Nursery in Akeley, Minnesota?
Chair Lee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Hurtas, for the, I believe we have $3.6 million for the state nursery facility.
Representative Hurtas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And is that just for that facility or for all the state nurseries?
Chair Lee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. My understanding is that it's just for the Badura facility. And Chair Hansen is on here, too, if I have that wrong, Chair Hansen may be able to answer that piece.
Okay. Chair Hansen, is that correct?
Madam Chair and Representative Hurtas, that is correct. It is Badura.
Okay. Representative Hurtas.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thanks for the clarification.
You're welcome. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Chair Lee, is your intent to have this bill on the floor on Monday, the last day of session?
Chair Lee.
Thank you, Chair Moran, and thank you, Representative Garofalo. My intent is for us to hopefully move this out of committee today to the General Register, and that's, you know, up to our leadership as they continue with budget negotiations to see if they're going to take it up on Monday or not.
Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Chairman Lee, are you going to have any do you have any plans or designs to include Republicans in those conversations?
Chair Lee.
Thank you, Chair Moran, and thank you, Representative Garofalo. I have been in communications with Representative Erdahl, and I have, you know, shared that, you know, I'm willing to work right now until the end of session. And so I look forward if you, Representative Garofalo, wants to sit down and look at how could we, you know, build a bonding bill that can gain the support of the minority caucus, I'm willing to have those conversations too.
Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Lee, I appreciate that offer. And certainly, I think, as everyone knows, we need to have a supermajority to make a bonding bill pass. And this bill does not meet that threshold yet. I'll be voting no against this. I would encourage members to also vote no, and I would also encourage Chairman Lee and the members of the DFL to include to listen to the concerns that the GOP has brought up on this bill. Obviously, we just passed a massive bonding bill last October, so we have no shortage of government spending and government borrowing occurring at the state and federal levels. A little bit of fiscal discipline isn't going to hurt anybody. And so, but again, I'll be voting no today. If this bill comes to the floor in its current form, it'll fail. But I look forward to seeing all stakeholders work together on a reasonable bill. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I don't see any further discussion, but, you know, I also sit on Capital Investment, and I have, you know, watched Chair Lee be very open to the Republican Party. I have also heard him say numerous times that he is willing and open to working with any and all of the members of the Republican Party to get a strong bill that is bipartisan so that we can move out. And I believe it is a bipartisan, but I think we need you and your members, Chair Garofalo and your members, to really be engaged with him to get a bill that we can both vote on and move off the House floor. Representative Petersburg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to let you know, I'm sorry, I had another meeting, but I am on the meeting now. So.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, thank you, Representative Petersburg. Representative Chair Lee, do you have any last words on this bill?
Thank you, Chair Moran, and thank you, committees, for considering this too, and to some of the points that were brought forth, you know, like Chair Moran have indicated, you know, throughout the whole session, I have indicated to both members of the DFL and GOP caucuses of the committee that I'm willing to, you know, work with everyone. We did some work during the legislative break, and I continue to, you know, offer that, but it seems like I have not have, you know, any productive conversation with the minority caucus to come forward to let me know what are some of their, you know, actual priorities so that we could put the bill together. And so it is my hope that in the next, you know, few days that we could actually get together and put something together that's, you know, really reflective of the state of Minnesota. And to, you know, just the point real quickly around the spending, you know, over the last 2 years, I had the opportunity to serve as the vice chair of the Capital Investment Committee. And in 2020 alone, we received requests from throughout the state of Minnesota and Republicans and Democratic districts and cities and towns and counties, over $5 billion in requests. And so we know that there's a great need out there. And so I hope that we could get a bill going so that we could address some of those needs this year and then come back next year to do so. Thank you, Chair Moran.
Thank you. We're on a tight schedule. Representative Hansen, can you make a short statement?
Thank you, Chair, for your indulgence. Just Representative Chair Lee, how many hearings did you have during this session, and how many hearings did the Senate Capital Investment Committee have?
Chair Lee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Chair Hansen, you know, for our committee, I believe we have over 25, I think around 26 or 27 hearing. I haven't really counted the last few. I haven't really been paying attention to what's going on over in the other body. I really want us to, you know, do the work here so that we're ready, whether, you know, it's today, tomorrow, or Monday, that we're ready and to go on the bonding bill.
Thank you, Representative Hansen. So, seeing no further discussion, the chair renews our motion that House File 337, as amended, be recommended for placement on the general register. Ms. Sparkman, please take the roll.
Chair Moran?
Aye.
Moran, aye. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
No.
Garofalo, no. Representative Albright, excused. Representative Becker-Finn?
Becker-Finn, aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Hassan, aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas?
Hertas, no.
Hertas, no. Representative Hornstein?
Hornstein, aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
Johnson, no.
Johnson, no. Representative Kreisha? Representative Kreisha? Representative Liebling?
Liebling, aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani?
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller?
Miller, no.
Miller, no. Representative Nash?
Nash, no.
Nash, no. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, no.
O'Neill, no. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, no.
Petersburg, no. Representative Pinto?
Pinto, aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, no.
Schumacher, no. Representative Schultz?
Schultz, aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
No.
Scott, no. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Kreisha, no.
Kreisha, no. There are 18 ayes and 10 nays.
There have been 18 ayes and 10 nays. The motion prevails, and House File 337, as amended, is recommended for placement on the general register. Members, I need to step out of committee for a bit, and so I'm going to hand over the chairmanship to Vice Chair Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So the next two bills are also from Chair Lee, and I understand they include different components of the bill we just passed. So Chair Knorr, you are the second author of House File 728. Would you like to move that bill on the author's behalf?
Yes, Madam Chair, so moved.
With the bill before us, we also have a DE2 amendment from the author.
Let's hang on to that for right now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Representative Sundin, was that to me? Okay, it wasn't. All right, so I'll just repeat what I said. The bill is before us, and we have a DE2 amendment from the author, which aligns this bill with the language we just adopted in the omnibus. Chair Lee, is that accurate?
Thank you, Madam Chair. It is accurate. So this DE2 amendment just updates so that this language is the same as the one that's included in House File 337.
So I will move that the DE2 author's amendment. Are there any questions to that motion? Seeing no discussion on that, all in favor, please say aye.
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 All opposed, please say no. The motion prevails and the DE2 author's amendment is adopted. So we will move on to the discussion on this. So Chair Lee, can you please speak to the bill as amended?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members, for the opportunity to present House File 728. And so this one is strictly just the redevelopment appropriation bonds for the city of Minneapolis and St. Paul. So in the bill, we have for the bond proceeds to be appropriated to deed for grants to the city of Minneapolis of the amount of $200 and to the city of St. Paul for $100 million for both, you know, $200 million, I'm sorry, and $100 million, and also for we have a requirement in there that, you know, the two cities have to segregate this from their normal account from the Minneapolis Commercial Property Development Fund and then from the St. Paul Housing Redevelopment Authority so that we are only helping out those businesses that were impacted by the civil unrest. We also have some requirement in there for any proceeds from the sale of any property financed through these bonds during the terms of the grant agreement must be paid back to the state. Require that the grants be funds be used to further the goals of rebuilding and retaining existing small businesses and enhancing the economic opportunities for the long-term residents of the areas, and requiring an annual report to the Department of Economic and Employment, and then also to have them send it to I believe the Workforce, the Jobs Committee, and also the Capital Investment Committee. And so that's the bill as amended, Madam Chair, and I stand for question.
Thank you, Chair Lee. Members, are there questions on the bill? Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Chair Lee, how does this dollar amount reached?
Representative Lee.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Representative Garofalo. This is through several discussions that I had with the City of Minneapolis and City of St. Paul to figure out what is the need, and really looking at, you know, making sure that we're not supplanting any of the insurance claims. And, you know, from the data that we have received from Commerce, we're seeing that insurance claims are not, you know, really meeting up with the need of these small businesses for them to rebuild. And so that's how we came up with the $200 for Minneapolis and the $100 for City of St. Paul. And I would just add that, you know, even the $200 million marked for the city of Minneapolis. You know, we have on Lake Street, along with the Lake Street Business Council, they have been working with, I believe, Morrison Construction, and they identify a need of over $200 million just for Lake Street alone. And so I think that shows the magnitude of the issue. And so we're just trying to see what can we do to help out these businesses.
Representative Garofalo.
Madam Chair and Chair Lee, so what would the dollar amount need to be to fully fund the requests for this assistance for the City of Minneapolis and City of St. Paul?
Representative Lee.
Thank you, Madam Chair and Representative Garofalo. Right now, you know, it is a little bit difficult to come up with that total number because of the cost of construction and all of that too. And so that's why we're going with these numbers. And, you know, if you want to help me figure out, you know, the numbers, I'm willing to work with you to get these numbers down, you know, because like I said, you know, we have heard from Minneapolis alone that on Lake Street, the 200 may not be enough, where they have identified over $250 million. And actually having those conversation with, you know, folks from Morrison Company, a construction, just to figure out, you know, can I, you know, on a city block for redevelopment, can you tell me how much will it cost for us to redevelop that? And they say that they can't really, you know, get that number to us for certain. And so, you know, we're hearing from the construction industry and that we can't really determine what's going to be the cost for the actual rebuild of a particular building.
Representative Garofalo.
All right. Thank you, Madam Chair. And Representative Lee, thanks for answering my questions. Obviously, the situation at this is fluid. There's still a desperate need for assistance, particularly for the small businesses and entrepreneurs in Minneapolis. I do have concerns and I'll be voting no against this bill today. However, we do need to make sure that we as a state, this is an issue that does need to be resolved sooner rather than later. While the events of last year may have been, the destruction may have taken place over a short period of time, it's going to take a sustained and long period of rebuilding and reconstruction to repair what's happened in both Minneapolis and St. Paul. So I'll be voting no on this bill today, but rest assured that this is a important issue not only for the City of Minneapolis and St. Paul, but also for the region and our state. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Representative Garofalo. Chair Lee, last word here. I don't see any further discussion, so you can have the last word.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, members. I appreciate that, Representative Garofalo. You just want to acknowledge that you reach out right away, too, right after the civil unrest to see what can we do to, you know, take a tour and really understand the magnitude of the situation. And I want to express my thanks to members of the committee and, you know, members of the legislature for, you know, working with me and, you know, really looking, you know, not just myself, but, you know, the Minneapolis and St. Paul delegations to really get out there to understand the need of these local businesses and communities. And I really appreciate, you know, all the efforts that has been put into this. But, you know, this is the time for the state of Minnesota to step in and provide that needed and necessary resource to help our small businesses, most of those who are, you know, businesses of color or of, you know, immigrant background. And so I am hopeful that, you know, we could find a solution to help out these businesses and members. I appreciate your support for House File 728. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Chair Lee. Seeing no further discussion, Chair Knorr renews his motion that House File 728, as amended, be recommended for placement on the General Register. Ms. Parkman, please take the roll.
Chair Moran. Vice Chair Olson.
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo.
No.
Garofalo, no. Representative Albright, excused. Representative Becker-Finn.
Aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi.
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund.
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen.
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan.
Hassan, aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas.
No.
Hertas, no. Representative Hornstein.
Hornstein, aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson.
No.
Johnson, no. Representative Kreisha.
Kreisha, no.
Kreisha, no. Representative Liebling.
Liebling, aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly.
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani.
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Marquardt.
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller.
Miller, no.
Miller, no. Representative Nash.
Nash, no.
Nash, no. Representative Nelson.
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, no.
O'Neill, no. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, no.
Petersburg, no. Representative Pinto?
Pinto, aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, no.
Schumacher, no. Representative Schultz?
Schultz, aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott?
No.
Scott, no. Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. Chair Moran? There are 17 ayes and 10 nays.
There being 17 ayes and 10 nays, the motion prevails and House File 728 as amended is recommended for placement on the General Register. So the last bill is House File 506. So the chair will move that House File 506 be recommend, or I will move, the vice chair will move that House File 506 be recommended for placement on the General Register. Chair Lee, I believe this language was also included in House File 337, but could you briefly tell us about the bill?
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. So House File 506 is included. These are just modifications to previous appropriations in the October 2020 bonding bill, and this is the vehicle bill in the event that we're able to, you know, come in together for some budget negotiations, and I hope that you all could help us support this and send it to the floor. Thank you.
Discussion. Representative Garofalo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Chair Lee, in addition to supporting this bill, I enthusiastically support this bill. In fact, I campaigned for re-election on this bill, so I would encourage every single member of this committee to enthusiastically vote yes on this bill. Thank you.
All right. With that, I'll give Chair Lee the last word on the bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Representative Garofalo. I really appreciate, you know, your positive support for this bill, and I encourage member support. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. So if there is no further discussion, the chair renews her motion that House File 506 be recommended for placement on the General Register. Ms. Sparkland, please take the roll.
Chair Moran excused. Vice Chair Olson?
Aye.
Olson, aye. Representative Garofalo?
Yes.
Garofalo, aye. Representative Albright excused. Representative Becker-Finn?
Aye.
Becker-Finn, aye. Representative Bernardi?
Aye.
Bernardi, aye. Representative Eklund?
Aye.
Eklund, aye. Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Hansen, aye. Representative Hassan?
Hassan, aye.
Hassan, aye. Representative Hertas?
Aye.
Hertas, aye. Representative Hornstein?
Hornstein, aye.
Hornstein, aye. Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Johnson, aye. Representative Kreisha?
Aye.
Kreisha, aye. Representative Liebling?
Aye.
Liebling, aye. Representative Lilly?
Lilly, aye.
Lilly, aye. Representative Mariani? Representative Mariani? Representative Marquardt?
Marquardt, aye.
Marquardt, aye. Representative Miller?
Miller, no.
Miller, no. Representative Nash?
Nash, aye.
Nash, aye. Representative Nelson?
Nelson, aye.
Nelson, aye. Representative Noor?
Noor, aye.
Noor, aye. Representative O'Neill?
O'Neill, no.
O'Neill, no. Representative Pawlowski?
Pawlowski, aye.
Pawlowski, aye. Representative Petersburg?
Petersburg, aye.
Petersburg, aye. Representative Pinto?
Pinto, aye.
Pinto, aye. Representative Schumacher?
Schumacher, aye.
Schumacher, aye. Representative Schultz?
Schultz, aye.
Schultz, aye. Representative Scott? Representative Scott? Representative Sundin?
Aye.
Sundin, aye. Representative Mariani?
Mariani, aye.
Mariani, aye. Representative Scott? There are 24 ayes and 2 nays.
There being 24 ayes and 2 nays, the motion prevails and House File 506 is recommended for placement on the General Register. Thank you, Chair Lee, for your great work on these 3 bills and for being here today. And members, that concludes our agenda for the day, and we are adjourned.